Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. Let me tell you something, Mishpocha. This studio has been invaded with the presence of the living God. And there are people being healed right now. There are people that if you're in a car, just pull over. If you're not in a car and you have pain in your back or your neck, if you will demonstrate your faith by bending your back, that's not asking much, you'll see the pain is gone. If you will demonstrate your faith by moving your head, you'll see the pain is gone from your neck. And as a matter of fact, there are people having difficulty in their noses, whatever, breathing, any type of breathing, you'll see you're now able to breathe. There's the cold is gone, the allergies are gone. In fact, the anointing of God is coming so strong all over you, and I believe it's because of my guest this week, Mary Catherine Baxter, and we've been talking about her encounter that she had in 1976, where she had a divine revelation of hell. She literally went for 30 nights in a row to hell. And when she went there, she observed, and she was commissioned by the Lord to talk about what she saw. Then she had 10 nights in a row in heaven. She likes to talk about that more. And she has come out with a book that of all the revelations that God has given her, none has impacted her like the knowledge of the blood of Jesus. When you understand, first of all, she has one of the top scholars of our day, Dr. T.L. Lowry, lay out from the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation, the whole scriptural context of understanding the power of the blood, worked in with dreams and visions and revelations that Mary Catherine Baxter had. And Mary Catherine, before we went on the air, you were telling me about there was a theme that when Jesus took you to hell, he kept saying over and over again about the blood of Jesus. Tell me that again.
When he was walking with me among the dead in hell, he would stop and they would tell him, you know, why they wanted out of hell. And he would tell them, he said, you had many chances to repent, and my blood that was shed on Calvary was infallible proof that I would have set you free. He said, it was my blood that was shed to wash your sins away. You would not be here. Now, everyone that he talked to with me, he told them the same thing. He said, it's my Father's judgment upon you because you rejected my blood.
You know what I think is amazing is many times when you give an altar call and people receive the Messiah, explain what you see when they pray a prayer of salvation with you.
I see many angels working with them with the word. I do at times now. And then I see this beautiful red come down and begin to wash them and cover them. It's an invisible force of the word of the blood of Jesus cleansing them. And then I see if their hearts are black, the hand of the Lord comes and touches it, and it turns bright pink or red. It's the washing of the word of God delivering them through the blood of Jesus and giving them a new heart, giving them a heart of flesh. And I also see the angels using the word of the Lord as a sword. The sword comes out of their mouth, the word. It turns into a sword, the word does, and it cuts away the bondages and the strongholds off of him, off of the people through the blood of the Lamb. And we speak the blood of Jesus. And as we do, there's actually a warfare in the spirit, Sid, that goes on to set the captive free.
Mary Catherine, there are people here that I believe if you pray for them to be born again, that they've been listening to you all this week, that same demonstration of God's power to remove their sins and to set them free of bondages will occur by you appropriating the blood over them right now and leading them in a prayer of salvation. Would you do that now?
Yes. Father, we just come in Jesus' name to the audience. And Lord, as we speak your word and the blood of Jesus, we cover every person with the blood of Jesus right now. And Father, we stand and we ask them to repent of their sins. We ask them to confess their sins to God, and that they believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that his blood was shed to break and to deliver them from the bondage of sin. And Father, as they speak repentance and ask God to forgive them, Lord Jesus, come into their heart, save their soul, and give them life eternal, and write their names down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we pray that the blood of Jesus cleanses and delivers them from every sin, and be filled with your Spirit by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I want you to repeat this prayer with me, everyone that's wants to know for sure that their sins are forgiven, know for sure they're not going to hell, know for sure that they're going to heaven. Repeat after me, out loud. It's very important. Dear God, I am a sinner. Against you and you alone have I sinned. And I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes away my sins. And by his stripes, I am forgiven and I am clean. Now that I am clean, Jesus, I make you my Lord. Lord Jesus, come inside of me. Take over my life. I make you Lord of my life. Amen. Now, for those of you that said that prayer and meant it, I believe that the blood of Yeshua, the blood of Jesus, is saturating you right now, that when God looks at you, he doesn't see your sins anymore because he doesn't remember them anymore, and he says, you are righteous. How righteous? He says, you are the righteousness of God in Messiah Jesus. When he sees you, he sees his son Jesus. How much does he love Jesus? That's how much he loves you. Now, Mary Catherine Baxter, you're a prophetess. Paint me a picture of what God is showing you that's going to be happening in the near future.
You know, as you were speaking, Sid, I remembered heaven also. When people repent, the record rooms, they wash their books, their old records, with the blood of Jesus in heaven. And they really cleanse their books. And when that book goes before the throne of God, Sid, there's nothing written of their old life. You're right. They're absolutely brand new. The blood covers their sin in heaven, and as God opens up their book in heaven, and then he writes their name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and he says, I see another one's been redeemed by the blood of my son out of the devil's hand. And the blood is so, so important, Sid. The power of the blood of Jesus is so important. And what we have to recognize is the new things that he's showing many prophets is a sacrifice life. He showed me that we're to lay our life down for him. Many ministers that are called have been going through a fire. And in May, I was home. I was off like 3 months from work. And the Lord gave me a great vision. He showed me his throne. He showed me the mercy seat. Then he showed me a sacrifice altar. And he showed me the angels searching the earth with scrolls. And in the scrolls, they were looking at us ministers and us leaders and prophetess and prophets. And they were writing down things about our life. And then it was taken to heaven in a special room. And Christ would read those. And then he would write on a stamp on them, approved or disapproved. And then I saw where many that had been approved, there was a white mist taken and laid on the sacrifice altar. And the angels would blow a trumpet, and they said, someone has laid their life down for Jesus. Someone is paying the price for the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I heard the voice of the Lord speak in many waters, and the angels picked up that white mist and laid it upon the mercy seat. But before they did, God had to approve of that sacrifice life. And the Lord said, I received that sacrifice life. And they laid it on the mercy seat. And they said that this is it was similar to us, you laying your life down on the radio and television for Jesus. You've laid down your whole life for him. You've sacrificed everything. People don't even know what you've sacrificed. And that God has accepted your sacrifice. And then he puts the mercy with it. And I'm telling you, it was the most beautiful vision. And this went on for hours. as God was seeking the earth for those that would lay their lives down for him.
What's he going to do with these people?
They're going to be special. It's true. He's going to give them more mercy. He's bringing finances to them, Sid. This goes along with what you prophesied earlier about great wealth coming to his children. It's happening. And this goes along with that. He's going to give us more space to win more souls. He's going to give us more space to work for him, which before, as you know, many doors were shut. We couldn't do what we wanted to do because of finances, lack of finances. And God is getting ready to bring that money to us. He really is, because it's ready to come. I know it. Many prophets have been saying the same thing, Sid.
There's such a presence of God. I believe that as you read this book, you will be fortified for the days that are coming ahead. I mean, unfortunately, the power of the blood is not spoken of enough, and we have a whole generation that doesn't understand this. What a Bible study. You know, Mary Catherine, I can picture people taking your book and making a Bible study out of it.
Yes,
Mishbucha, we're making the book, The Power of the Blood, available for a donation of $18. And this is a book that will reveal the power that has been missing in your life, overcoming particular sins in your life, walking in divine health, living in peace, living in divine protection, how to appropriate the blood for unsaved loved ones to come to know the Messiah. Shabbat broadcast, let me pray over you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yair Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisadona Semlecha Shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order only line 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.